put me on the horse and put me a sack of corn in front of me and tie it to where it couldn't fall off. And when I got to Mr. Billy, why, he would help me in the corn down off of the horse.
Go ahead.
Mr. Billy, he had a grist mill, and in later years, why, Mr. he had a grist mill that we carried the corn to and had made into meal.
You call what? The quantity of corn you might take to a mill at one time, you call that a
sack of corn.
Sack
of corn.
Grist or?
Pardon?
Yeah, okay. Never heard that. What would you call a bag you might, the potatoes would be put in, or meal, or feed, or something like that?
Well, if you were carrying the potatoes or something like that, well, you'd call it a grass sack.
Grass sack?
Right. Now, if you were carrying something like corn or meal, why, you'd carry it in a cotton cloth sack where you wouldn't get the grass fuzz on it or anything.
I see.
And as little as you might think, why, even though all those years have passed, well, I never buy meal. It would be a very rare occasion now for me to buy a 5 or 10 pound bag of meal, because I make my own corn. I shell it now with electric sheller.
Yeah.
I'll have at least 3 or 4 gallons of cornmeal, fresh cornmeal, in the deep freeze now. In other words, right now I can show you 3 or 4, possibly 5 gallons of glass jugs with cornmeal in it, and which is enough to do me from now till my corn's dry and ready to have more made for another year's supply.
Yeah, I saw those over there. What do you call those things? They were shelling them. I mean, they were doing what?
They're shelling butter beans to put in the deep freeze. They're shelling butter beans.
I see.
I haven't sold any butter beans, and everybody wants to buy butter beans, but I have plenty to put in my freezer.
Yeah.
Baby limers, most people call them. My wife says there's a difference between butter beans and baby limers, because a baby limer don't run. It's a bush type. And she calls butter bean the runner that runs. And they're usually spotted, or a larger bean than the little baby limers. Bunch of beans.
Okay.
But
what type of beans do you have?
We have the baby limers. That's the only type we have, is baby limers.
And you got the butter beans.
That's the same as a lot of people call them butter beans, but it's baby limers.
Okay. You call it grass sack. What was that? Can you describe it? Was it like a brown?
It's just a brown grass sack. Feed came in them, most of them. Now, this day and time, while they're shipping coffee and all types of nuts, coconuts and almonds and all different types of nuts from Brazil and everywhere in the same type of grass sack, only they're a little heavier. They're made out of burlap. A lot of people call them burlap sacks.
Or croaker, you ever hear?
Yeah, croaker sack. Toe sack. A lot of people call them toe sack. I think the reason they got the name toe sack is because you usually would tie a strap on them and put a strap around your head and on left rest on your shoulder, and you'd pick peas or beans or cotton in it, and you'd be kicking it every time you made a step with your toes, and that's the reason a lot of people call them toe sacks.
See, most folks refer to them as toe sacks or grass sacks?
Grass sacks.
Grass sacks, okay. Now, what would you put in your potatoes in when you're picking them in the field? You might?
You put them in any type of old container, like an old tub that had a hole in it that you could no longer use for a wash tub. Well, you'd carry the old tubs to the field and dig your potatoes, pick them up and put them in the tub, and then set them in the wagon or on a slide. A lot of people use a slide where it was close places, hard to access with a wagon. Well, you'd have a homemade slide built on runners,